We got to be more consistent. We were a little inconsistent there in the beginning, but to come out at halftime down 14-3, been easy to go into that locker room and say, here we go again, and not one guy gave that impression. Talked about coming out, doing something defensively. We did. Came out, we talked about putting points, getting one score on the board. When we got the ball, they did with that big run by Maurice. It's just a credit to them that they came out with that approach, seeing where we've been for the last 2 weeks and some tough losses. And just glad that they got this. This was important for them because they've busted their tail for three games. They have played hard for three games and finally got rewarded for it. And talk about playing 60 minutes. We'd prefer not to end it that way, like today, if we can do that. But we know now we can if we have to. I'm just, we're just, like I said last week, I was extremely disappointed for the players. I was disappointed for Shad, the way we played in that home opener. And our players, that has never been a question on whether they've been playing hard and physical and doing the things we're asking. That's been very evident to us on film. It's just that we haven't executed as well as we can. And I think we executed better today, especially in some points, better than others. We had some other opportunities. We got to make some plays. We've talked about it. Turnovers. We had opportunities to make turnovers to get the ball back. We had drops again. We have some things that are just not letting us get into a really good consistent rhythm. But we don't have to tell players we need them. They know it themselves. They were there. We just got to make them. And fortunately, that didn't cost us, which it could have.
Winning touchdown.
Great throw, great catch, great call by Bob Rutkowski. He had hit the play earlier to Kevin Elliott that got us out of their territory and came back to it. And Cecil made a great – you talk about timing. That thing just whizzed around the ear of the defender. And Cecil to catch it with his hands and in stride and outrun everybody, great play. Those are the kind of plays we got to make more of in games. So we're not into these games at the end having to – win them in the last minute.
When you explain the drops and
I think just sometimes pressing too much. I do. I see him catch him in practice. I think it's a little pressing.
Do you think that's the problem right now with Justin? Because he just looked, he had a very uncharacteristic drop when he was looking. It looked like he short-armed it a little bit on that one drop.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I have to talk to him about it, but I got to watch the game on him. I thought it was a good throw. We were trying to get a two-play sequence of hit that play and come right back at the line of scrimmage and throw a go to him. And, we're talking about making plays. We got to keep the ball in bounds to give him a chance. And we tried to come right back to him. We just didn't give him a chance to make a play on the very next one. So it wasn't like that got us down on him. We tried to hit him on a go route the very next play and didn't have a very good pass.
What were you thinking? Trust.
It was a trust. It was our time finally to have it go our way. We've had a lot of balls bounce not the right way, like that kickoff, perfect bounce to the. We did not want to squib it there at the end. We wanted to kick it deep into the end zone, and I think just short hopped it, and again it bounced right to the returner. Those are the things we need some bounces to go our way, and. Maybe they will.
How difficult is it to balance kind of the demand that the outsiders put on you, or maybe that you guys put on yourself, for things to happen quickly, and the necessity for there to be a degree of patience for a day today to come around?
I think we wanted. I know we certainly wanted to execute better than we did last week. We talked about reducing or eliminating the frustrating plays and increasing theirs. And they all know what those plays are. But that was a important message last night to decrease the number of frustrating plays we've had in these last two games and increase the opponents. And I think we did some of that today. Did we do it like we'd like to? Probably not. But I think we got a good start with it.
Even though I didn't give you a lead, how much did Maurice's 59-yard sort of give you something?
It's a big momentum big, especially when you've talked about it just minutes earlier. You just literally left the locker room talking about it, and bam, it happened. So, Steve.
Mike, Blaine and Cecil did this up in Minnesota, but it didn't come out with a win. What does this moment mean for those two guys, and they're growing and going forward, and the effect that it has on the locker room?
It's confidence. Confidence in some of those throws those are trust throws. You've got to believe the receiver's going to be there. I mean, they're bang, bang. I mean, it's coming out and it's being caught in tight windows, and there's not a lot of room for error. But I think what it does, too, is, you know, when we go into our two-minute segment, I think we feel good about it. We've always felt good about it. I think it helps our guys' confidence. Hey, we're going to two-minute. We call it attack. Came up with the term attack. Because typically, if you're in that segment at the end of a game, you're down behind. And our method is, our philosophy is, we're attacking. I mean, we're coming over the gates at you. I mean, whatever we got to do to win this game. And it's been good for these two games to have that happen for our guys' confidence.
Yeah, but most of the second half, you weren't attacking very much. Running ball, first and second down. That third down and nine, you ran the ball to the end.
I had one to burn a timeout right there. That was important. We burned the timeout. We thought the timeout was and possibly eliminating something negative with him in the pocket at that time. But it was really to use the timeout, make them burn the timeout, and hopefully maybe hit a crease like we did earlier on the same play.
Yeah, Mike, I got it. Second down runs for the second half. You know, it looked like you were in, the perception is there's no confidence in Gabbert. So
no, that's not it. That's not. We were running the ball well, and so we were calling things we were doing well. There was nothing more than that.
Let me ask you, do you think with a veteran quarterback on third and nine, with a chance for a first down to close out the game, that you would have run the ball?
Would I have run the ball? I'd say yes.
On third and nine?
Yes. Yeah. Ken, you have to remember as well, all the guys that are in there playing right now that we have in there that, we're trying to do, we're doing the best thing we can. We thought the best thing at that time, and I'll stand here today and tell you, and I'll tell you that tomorrow morning when we talk. We want a timeout burned. Third down and nines are hard to make. So now you don't make it, and you give them a timeout to come back. The odds are not good. Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. Yes. Yeah, both of them. I mean, they're going to be tested. Fatigued. Yes. Yeah. I thought he played well early. Thought he was fatigued.
Just wanted Kevin Elliott stepping in.
Very impressive. I mean, very proud of him. I mean, made some plays. That throw down the end zone, we missed it. He hasn't really run that play enough because he only gets so many reps. So Laurent ran that play that sailed over his head. We'll work it with him next time. I mean, it's just we just missed that touchdown right there. But those are things when you put a guy in that hasn't got a lot of reps. Timing is a little different.